At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Loaded show on tap today. We have Paul Stone in 90 minutes. College football handicapper. We'll look at the last week of the regular season with him. Ralph Russo, a little bit on the Heisman. And should Lane Kiffin actually consider this Auburn job? And Adam Chertoff on the program as well. Nigel's coming up in 30 minutes. And Nigel Seeley, soccer expert, friend of the show, going to the World Cup. We're going to get to the Monday Night Football game here in a minute, but we do need to start with what's going on right now over in Qatar. They are in the 97th minute, and we never have live sporting events on when we start the show or everyone we're on the air. The favorites, Paulie, Argentina, laying a massive number today, obviously, against Saudi Arabia. They are trailing 2-1, and no kidding, as I'm walking past the sportsbook behind me today, Circa, to get to the studio, I'm looking at the game on the screen, and the only words I heard out of the play-by-play announcer's voice was, this would be maybe the biggest upset in the history of the World Cup.
25-1 if it holds. And also, Argentina scores 10 minutes into the match on a penalty by Messi. So this is a come-from-behind job. 1-0 at the half, and then Saudi Arabia gets two quick ones. God knows what the in-play was, right? There's also a prop where they come from behind and win. That was a value. I didn't bother to look at that. I'm like, that's not going to happen.
Why would you?
The fans are stunned. They keep showing them at the match. They're stunned here at Circa. I mean, this would be incredible if it happened. And then ugly American checking in. I don't know. How do you have a sporting event where the players don't know how much time is in the actual event?
No, I
you just see this added time and stoppage time.
They just make it
what
up as
goes
they go.
On. Oh, the USA game was ridiculous. This is unbelievable. I'm speechless.
And now there was a nasty collision. And by the way, wait until you see one of the chances that Argentina had in point-blank range, probably like in the 92nd minute, and how the defender saved it for Saudi Arabia. That should have been I don't know how the guy was there. And now there was a guy that had to get carted off the field, and who knows how long this match is going to go on for now. But unbelievable way. If this is actually the way the show starts today and the way that Argentina starts their World Cup, oh my God.
And the in-play has been fascinating because still in the 60th minute, Saudi Arabia was still 3-1 to win the match with the lead in the 60th minute. And then Messi puts one in 10 minutes in, and then you see the total go to 3.5 after that. And now it's can they hang on for dear life here with only a couple minutes left and be a monumental historic upset? You're right. The other thing, the angle with all the penalties. I mean, every single match now has had a penalty.
But one, right?
Yes, right. Yep. And these are juicy returns. Number one, to have a penalty, then the score off the penalty. Right. I mean, Iran was 14-15-1 late in that match, and they got one against England. So that continues to get the cash and get there.
Okay, so we'll keep you abreast of what goes on here. This match only has a few minutes left. And again, Argentina trails Saudi Arabia by a score of 2-1. All right, there was a shot right there on goal, but another save by the Saudi goalkeeper. Last night's game in Monday Night Football in Mexico, I mean, that's what it looks like when the 49ers show up and everybody gets involved. How are you going to slow this team down? I mean, which team in the NFL has better weapons on offense than San Francisco? There isn't one. As long as Garoppolo plays well and gets him the ball, I mean, when they spread out and they can have McCaffrey playing the slot with Kittle at tight end and Ayuk and Sammy, how do you defend it?
That's an embarrassment of riches, I know. The big if is, can Jimmy, you know, if Jimmy plays like that, shut it down. It's not fair. Four touchdowns and 20 of 29. And then the running game, too. I mean, McCaffrey only had, what, 7 carries? What he had? I mean,
yeah, they gave Mitchell 9.
Yeah, you get Mitchell back, too. So it's an all-star team on offense. And then the defense is just nasty, too. I mean, they made one mistake. I mean, the touchdown was a fluke. Bosa jumps off sides. Yep. Everyone stopped. And they complete the long pass. But they shut down McCoy. They're now 6-4. They're heavy favorites to win that division. They're 4-0 in the division. And guess what? 4 of the next 5 are at home. And some intriguing games. I mean, they're going to punish Brady when Tampa goes there. That's not going to end well for Tommy with the offensive line issues. But the Miami game's intriguing. You get that. You go to Seattle on a Thursday night. Mm-hmm. It's right there for them. But I would say at this point, worst case, 10 wins for San Francisco. Maybe 11. Should win the division. Seattle gets the benefit of playing L.A. late as the Rams are in total disarray. But you're right. I mean, it's just an all-star team with the collection of weapons that they have. And good to see they get Kittle involved, too.
Yeah, finally. And it made some sense, right, with the breakdown because Arizona is so bad at guarding the tight end. And they get the Saints now coming up this week. 49ers, huge favorites.
Yeah.
They should punish that team as well. But you're right. I mean, that Miami game in a couple of weeks should be fantastic. Must-watch television for sure.
Flex that thing.
Yeah. Get that on primetime.
Yes.
You have to do that. That is team number one that I do not want to play in the NFC because they will absolutely punish you. Like, and I know we've thrown that word around a lot here. They are physical. They're mean. As long as they're healthy, they beat the daylights out of you on defense. And then what are you going to do to slow it down on offense as long as Garoppolo plays well?
Uh-huh.
You want to slow down the running game? Okay, well then here's Ayuk across the middle for 37. Here's Kittle down Samuel? And oh, by the way, that was, on the flip side, was pathetic from Arizona.
Concur.
And the second
ugly at the end.
Here's my prediction. That touchdown, the second touchdown by Kittle last night is what's going to get Kingsbury fired.
And I think so.
They gave up on the play. And Troy Aikman called him out and he said, this is embarrassing. And he said that on ESPN and when they showed the replay, he was exactly right. That like 2 or 3 dudes gave up on the play and Kittle just walked into the end zone.
Yeah.
You cannot have that.
Yeah. Supposed to be a home game. Everyone's excited in Mexico City.
Well, it was 98% well, that's 49ers right, fans.
But I know, but it was an Arizona home game. But that's, you know, the other thing is he has a horrible relationship with Murray. That can't help him either. So, dead man walking. And everyone said, well, they went to the playoffs last year. Yeah, but they started 7-0. And they barely got to the finish line.
That's right.
That was the problem. And I still can't get that Christmas Day game out of my head when they took on a decimated Indy team and lost that game at home. So you can't win games at home. You almost missed the playoffs starting 7-0, and this has been an unmitigated disaster.
Yeah.
So you're probably onto something here that he's just hanging on. He might not make the end of the season, but a change definitely has to occur in Arizona.
It will.
Too many weapons, too much talent there for the offense to look like this, and too many problems, right?
Yeah, and it's the effort overall last night again. That was really, really bad.
It's over.
They're calling the match right now.
It's over. 25-1.
Holy smokes.
Saudi Arabia wins.
Wait, so if they were 25-1 to win the match.
In play, I have no idea in play. I have no idea.
Oh, no, not in play. Because on Nigel's preview on vsin.com to win the group, they were 22-1. That must have been an off number. If they were 25-1 to win this match, what's the realistic number for them to win the group? There, I mean, it had to be, you know, had to have been way higher than that. 3-4 times.
You would think, yeah. Absolutely.
I can't believe that. The World Cup favorites go down.
Yeah.
No, one of the biggest upsets in the history of the World Cup.
Let us know what the in play was. Because I'm driving into work, and that's when they popped two in. I mean, it's 1-0.
Did you see the second goal?
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. This is nuts. Cannot believe this.
Oh, the reaction from this.
Oh, my God.
If they miss advancing.
Don't qualify, yeah.
I took Nigel's advice, too. I have him 6-1 to win the whole thing. How is that for a bad way to start off the tournament for you?
I did the exacta. Martinez to have most goals, and they win it too, which is a juicy price.
Wow.
So they have a ton of talent, but that is to score 10 minutes in and nothing the rest of the way?
That's it.
And I'll tell you, I don't know. You guys can help me out too. If it was 4 years ago or 8 years ago, but the it was a World Cup match. I also think it was Saudi Arabia. But someone bet $300,000 on Argentina to win, and Messi scored like in the 90th minute. And they won 1-0. It was in the group stage.
Huh.
And he's like, wow, it was $300,000 like to win $30,000.
Sure.
And the guy's just squeaky bum time. And Messi put one in late, 89th, 90th minute, whatever it was. So got to be demoralizing here for all the fans that came.
There's no joke. There's a group of fans right behind us right now, and they have all their Argentina gear on. You should see the reaction right now. I feel so bad for them. They're a bunch of young kids. I say kids. They're out here drinking. They're in their 20s, whatever. Their faces are in their hands right now. I don't know if they're crying or not, but the whole time they've been, you know, screaming at the screen, and I don't blame them. You know, this is what's so great about this event. It brings up the fandom, the patriotism for every single country, and they're just, I feel so bad for them.
I felt bad yesterday. I mean, USA blew that.
Of course they did.
They blew that match. Total domination in the first half.
Absolutely.
Another penalty, which, I mean, he's got his back. Bale's got his back to the, was it Bale?
I know it was, PK.
Yeah. He had his back to the goal. I mean, he's not going to do anything there. And it's just a silly, stupid play to do that. And you give him the goal.
Now, here's what you have to hope doesn't happen, right? If you want, you know, if you bet, and obviously fans of Team USA, is the Welsh side, are they good enough to beat Iran 3-0?
Now, this is interesting. Because what Nigel said maybe made some sense.
Yeah.
I understand with I want to take on Iran when I know what I need from a goal differential standpoint.
Yeah.
Yes. If I need three, if I need four, absolutely. I'd rather do that. Try to get a draw, or maybe you lose 1-0 to England, and then you can unleash hell maybe against Iran.
Oh, you're going to have to.
Look, more leaks in the Iraqi Navy, right? Yeah. The departed line. I mean, you give up six against England.
Yep. And it was a high school team out there the way it looked yesterday. Uh-huh. Everything came easy for the English side.
Yes.
But that's, I mean, I don't know. Watching Wales yesterday, are they good enough? Do they have a good enough club to take it to Iran and get that goal differential built up? I don't know if they're that good.
Right.
But if they have the chance to, win 3-0, they're going to do it, obviously.
I know. Well, in any event, we blew it. I mean, we're going to qualify. We have it. It's right there.
Yep.
And it just, you couldn't put one. They couldn't go up 2-0. They dominated the first half.
How good did they look in the first half?
Oh, they were unbelievable.
That's the best for, people reaching out to me who are like lifelong soccer fans, and they said that's the best first half they've ever played in the World Cup. That speaks to Nigel's point, maybe. These guys are in perfect shape, and they come out right now, and they don't have 100,000 miles on the odometer playing in July.
That stinks. How you give it away like that.
That was rough.
Yes.
What do you think of the penalty?
Got that.
Proper call?
But it's silly from the standpoint of the guy's not a threat at that point.
Not even, come on.
He's not even looking at the goal. He's not going to score from there.
Come on.
Sloppy.
All right, it's Follow the Money. Fireworks to begin the show. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will recap more of the betting action from yesterday with Win Some, Lose Some coming up next. You're bound to get a lot of bad beats in college basketball. Yesterday did not disappoint. Details here next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Don't have to wait until after Turkey Day to score a Black Friday deal with VSiN. VSiN Pro annual subscribers, new subscribers, get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. Get a daily recap of the top plays made by every host and guest. Great tools like the betting splits, the deep dive daily reports, the upcoming College Bowl Guide and Super Bowl Guide. Limited time Black Friday offer. Great holiday gift. VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right. Nigel Seely joins the program now. Buddy to the show here. He is going to be in Qatar starting next week, coming on every day this week to talk World Cup. The favorites went down moments ago, Nigel. Your pick to win the World Cup as well. How shocked are you, and what was the biggest number that you saw in play on Saudi?
Hello, guys. I'm at a train station in London, London Bridge, I'm, so you might hear some trains in the background. I don't know whether to jump in front of the trains after that performance. absolutely shocked to the core I am on that performance. I mean, it was my tip for the World Cup, Argentina. Obviously, you can't rule out Argentina not progressing. Other teams have done, lost their first game and got on to do well in the World Cup competitions. And you've got to expect Argentina to bounce back. But the manner of the defeat is just insane. They were 1-0 up, debatable penalty. Messi takes the penalty early on. Then they score three goals that the referee disallows. One of them, VAR, which should never have been disallowed. I've backed Martinez to be the top goal scorer. He scores a perfectly good goal, in my opinion. And I don't think he was offside. The other two, yes, they were offside. But that is how much Argentina were in complete control. If they scored the second goal, they would have went on a 1-3 or 4, no doubt about it. Saudi Arabia get back the game in the second half, score the goal, Argentina all over it, 2-1. And the biggest odds I saw over here on the UK, on the betting exchange, Betfair, somebody has matched Saudi Arabia in play at 1,000 to 1. I think it was only for like $10, but someone's $10,000 better off now without Saudi Arabia, and some poor man has lost $10,000 on that game to risk to win $10. That's all he did it for, to win $10. He's done $10,000. That's going to be a very interesting conversation with his wife when he gets home tonight. I wanted to win $10 and I've done $10,000. I mean, Jesus, come on, that is just insane. But for me personally, I tell you what, it's been a tragic, been an absolute tragic World Cup. Honestly, I'm on my knees. After three games, I'm on my knees. I played the unders heavy, England to win 2-0 yesterday, draw first half. I was in a bar packed full of England fans jumping around. I was literally crying. I cried. How can I do that when I'm doing my money absolutely everywhere? I've got in today. I thought I'd get up early. I'll watch the Argentina game. 1-0 up. I think we're going to bet Argentina to win 2-0. Argentina minus 2 goals. Martinez score. Martinez scores 2 goals and they're both just down for bar.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on? He said, oh, it's disaster. But things will only get better. We've turned it around. We've got 3 games this afternoon. We're
going to
get ourselves out of trouble.
There you go. The long way to go. All right. Pull yourself up. We got a long ways to go. How do you compare this to 1990 against Cameroon? And mention the fact, I mean, they were offside 7 times in the first half alone.
I think Argentina went completely complacent. This is a side that, remember, 35 games unbeaten game. Played Brazil 3 times, lost them, and they lose to Saudi Arabia. I mean, get your head around that.
Yeah.
But let me tell you one thing. I mean, I compare it very differently to 1990 because of in-play betting. So when Cameroon beat Argentina back in 1990, there was no in-play betting. So the odds, the magnitude of the defeat, and the odds never hit the highs of what they've done on here. So in terms of pre-match, it's probably not the biggest shock ever in World Cup. I think that Cameroon game was probably the biggest shock. You've got to remember in that 1990 World Cup, when Cameroon did lose, they beat Argentina in the opening game. Argentina went on to the final. They galvanised themselves and went on to the finals. Don't rule out Argentina here. They've got to look themselves in the mirror. They've got to change their game plan. But I think they'll come back really, really strong. I'm not ruling out the chance of doing it. But the in-play is why this is the biggest shock, because the odds that this game hit in-play were just so extraordinarily high that that was the difference.
All right, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Nigel Seeley, our guest. Like Paulie was saying, like you mentioned too, keep your chin up, kid. We have another match coming up in about 25 minutes, top of the hour. It's Denmark taking Tunisia. Denmark is minus 1, right? You got to lay a goal here. It's plus 115. I'm looking at the total is 2.5. Heavy juice to the under. What's your play in this match if you have one?
Well, I've bet Denmark minus 1 goal. I think they will win. I think they're a really organised side, very, very hard to beat. Don't concede many goals, but you could have said that for Argentina. You could have said that for England. But what they do have is they have an excellent goalkeeper, a fantastic centre defender and a captain, and they have goals in the side. And they take on Tunisia today. The teams have come out. Tunisia are without their first choice goalkeeper. He doesn't play. And they're without their top goal scorer. So they're 2 big injury blows for Tunisia. So I think Denmark will win this minus 1. I like that play. I also have had a small play on the under 2.5 goals. So a Denmark 1-0, 2-0 win would be perfect for me. But the way the World Cup's going at the moment, what I would turn around and say now is really keep the stakes quite minimal until we get to the second round or third round, because this you know, in World Cups before, some of the things we've seen here, especially for unders bettors, right? What we haven't mentioned here is these matches are playing 10 to 12 minutes extra time injury.
Yes.
So that is massive for under bettors. If you're betting under goals, you've got an extra 25 minutes in both halves. That's worth half a goal alone.
There you go.
So what we've seen in trends before, this is breaking all trends and all differences. So I'm a kamikaze better. I'm still going in on the under 2.5. I'm absolutely kamikaze. But I feel where you get to knockout stages, when you get to like quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals, when the teams are 1-0 down, they'll throw everything. You're going to see a lot more corners. You're going to see a lot more goals late on here. So all these under betters of under corners and under goals at the knockout stages, they're going to go through the roof. They're going to go high because people are going to throw a thing and they're going to know, you know, you're going to go into the 90th minute knowing you've got another 12 minutes to go.
Uh-huh. How about Mexico and Poland? Total of 2?
Well, what a that game now takes on a completely different twist because Argentina in the group, whoever wins that game is going to think, well, hang on a minute, we've got a great chance of winning this group or even, you know, and we've got a brilliant chance of qualifying.
Right.
I think that game there, though, I think there's two ways of looking at it. What do you expect? Do you think they'll both go cautious or do you think they'll go all out to the win? I would expect them to be very cautious.
Right.
You know, the fact that they don't want to lose that game because Argentina have just lost, so they're going to make a point at least. So I was leaning towards a draw there. I saw the draw at bigger than 2-1. I thought that was worth a very small lean. Again, I think the unders potentially. But I think the game plan now for these two sides completely changes now that Saudi Arabia have just beaten Argentina. So tactically, I think that'll be a standoff. Two very, very evenly matched sides, them two as well. You know, we said yesterday, two evenly matched sides in America and Wales, which ended in a draw. And these two sides, Poland and Mexico, nothing really separating the two of them. And I wouldn't be surprised to see that in the draw as well.
All right, it's 2.5 at DraftKings, heavily juiced to the under -180. And do you have a lean on the final match, France and Australia? France, a $4 favorite.
Well, I think that's going to be really interesting on how the Denmark game plays, because Denmark, that group could come down to goal difference. So if Denmark win convincingly today 3-0, maybe something like that, I think France will have to go out and put on a show, because that could come down to goal difference, whoever beats the teams the more. You would expect France to win. You would expect France to easily win that game. But we would have expected Argentina to win that game. The only thing I would say with the French side is they've actually got so many key players injured. Kante's injured. They've got Pogba out. They've got the centre forward from Leipzig isn't playing as well. But they're the one team in this World Cup that have been decimated by injuries. They should be far too strong for Australia. But, I mean, anybody who's taking... One lesson I've learned today, and I won't be doing it again in this World Cup, I won't be putting my faith in anybody -2 goals.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's too much to give in this World Cup.
Okay.
And these winter conditions, with the extra time, with the fact that the heat, the humidity, everything about it, the strangeness of the feel of the World Cup, I think two and a quarter dogs or 2 goal dogs are going to be very hard to cover.
Very good. Yeah, and you brought this up, Nigel, a couple of minutes back, and we're getting reaction right now on Twitter and on email asking, is it now time to bet Argentina if we didn't originally? Still no reason they can't get through, win their next 2 games. Is it right now time to fire on this team?
I think so. And also, I haven't looked at the draw yet, but I think there's a possibility that if they don't win the group and they finish run-up, they can avoid Brazil in the semi-final, potentially plays Brazil. I'm not 100% about that, but I'm sure there is some kind of way they could avoid Brazil. And, you know... if you look at their line to win the tournament, when I just got off the train there after the game, it hasn't changed much. Mm. They've been beaten by the 1,000 minnows to win the World Cup, and their line hasn't really changed much, because it could mean that they may avoid France in the last 6. Their route may be easier to become a runner-up. But on the performance levels, Messi needs to improve. They need to change their tactics. So we're looking for just one ball through for Martinez or anybody or the runner to score. They got a lot of work to do, but you don't go 35 games unbeaten in world soccer, play Brazil 3 times, and suddenly become a bad side. I think they'll get it right. I think they'll cut it through. And we saw in 1990, they lose against Cameroon and make the final.
Yep, fair great enough. Point. A-plus appearance.
All right, guys. Thank you,
mate.
Well, I'm going to go and get stuck into some Stella's before I go on my my fast of beer for the next 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Sober zone.
Right?
Sober zone.
Best of luck today, pal. Yeah, he's going to have to. Really hit her
jump
hard
in front of the train, explain to the missus, 10,000 will win 10.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Updated college football numbers for what should be a great weekend in that sport coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Happy Thanksgiving from Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Feast on all the action. Football, basketball, hockey, World Cup, and more. Great house specials. Great Thanksgiving Day promotions. Over 450 different ways to bet every World Cup match. First touchdown insurance, single game parlay, bet and get. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today. At Bet Rivers, it's a whole new game.
Professional sports bettor, college football handicapper Paul Stone joins the program now. His podcast is called the Paul Stone Sports Podcast. Good morning, sir. Thanks for the time, as always. This is little bit of a sad week every year because it's the final week of the regular season in this sport. I know one that you love so dearly. And I'll ask you this. Do you handicap this week any differently than the rest of the regular season because these teams know each other so well?
You know, Mitch, I really don't. You know, I'm mostly a numbers guy, you know, a power ranking guy. I certainly also inspect the game, you know, from a fundamental standpoint, matchups, you know, like Notre Dame's rush offense against USC's rush defense and those types of things. So I probably don't consider it the fact that these are rivalry games as much as some handicappers. I like to, I don't want to say I tilt my process towards the underdog, but I like to look first at the underdog. And I think in these rivalry games, although some people preach the narrative that you know, there's value with the underdogs in these types of games, I kind of think like a contrarian because the favored team can sometimes be caught napping. But in a rivalry game, when you have that disdain and you have, you know, they maybe played high school games together, they might be from the same, you know, part of the country and those types of things, I think the favorite is more likely to bring their full measure of collective team psyche. So I don't know that that really exists there. So I'm a little bit different. I don't handicap them too much differently. I still look at the numbers and some of the fundamental aspects of the handicap.
Good answer. Mm-hmm. Okay, so one of those games where the teams play every single year, usually at the end of the season, is USC and Notre Dame. Now, USC has everything in the world to play for. They're lane six here at Circa. I'm seeing 4.5 at some spots, 5.5 at others. To me, this is a lot of points for USC to be lane. They can't play any defense. Notre Dame can run the ball. Am I wrong with this, or do you also like the Irish?
I do like the Irish, Mitch, no question about it. I think if you have a an inkling to take the Irish that you want to take the six, because like you, I don't think it's getting any higher than six. I actually made my opener USC -4, and I could have seen 4.5, but I think the number right now is a little bit too high. Line movement, however, it can be really difficult to project. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, Texas opens as a 7-point favorite over TCU, and I said, man, it's not getting any higher than 7, and it went to 7.5. So you can never tell what the market's going to do, but I think this is a good spot here for Notre Dame and the points.
How about the Egg Bowl and the rampant speculation 2 weeks in a row now about Kiffin leaving, and the numbers come down here? What do you think of Ole Miss at home against Miss State on Thanksgiving?
Well, this is when, you know, you're seeing two. I think they're at Circa, Ole Miss favored by 2. 2.5 at other places in the market. I think this game could be picked by kickoff. Mm. You're talking about the massive speculation that Lane Kiffin is headed to Auburn as their next head coach. And even if he's not, just the turmoil of it, it's a distraction. The players are hearing it no matter how he addresses it. This is one of my stronger recommendations this week. I really love Mississippi State. This is an Ole Miss team that even outside the coaching distraction, they ascended to number 7 in both polls about midseason, starts out 7-0. It's been a free fall for the Rebels since then. They've lost 3 of their last 4. Their only victory, only by 3 points, at a struggling Texas A&M. So they go from a team that had playoff aspirations to a team now, lost 3 out of 4, might be losing their head coach. There's 80% chance of rain in Oxford, so that could somewhat affect Mississippi State's passing game. But I think the weather might not be the only thing dreary for Rebel fans Thanksgiving night. I think Mississippi State beats Ole Miss Thursday in Oxford.
Wow, great breakdown. And you're right about being phonies and how bad. I mean, that was ugly last week in the loss against Arkansas as well.
Yep.
Your pick in the Fun Belt to win in the preseason was Coastal Carolina. They're already in the title game. McCall, their star quarterback, is out. He has been out. They are catching 14 against James Madison in the final game. And then I'll ask you, what would you make Troy Coastal in the title game if we get that in a couple weeks?
Well, there's a couple of things here, kind of what-if situations. First of all, the site of the game is not yet determined. Coastal, as you said, is getting 2 touchdowns against James Madison. Troy, meanwhile, favored by 2 touchdowns at Arkansas State. Mm-hmm. So let's assume Coastal loses, Troy wins. That game's going to be played at Troy. Then you also have the dynamic of McCall could possibly play.
Mm-hmm.
He injured his foot on November 3rd against Appalachian State. At the time, the school said 3 to 6 weeks.
Right.
So he might be available. But I'll give two scenarios. Without McCall, I'll make Troy a 6-point favorite at home over Coastal. And then without McCall also, I would make Coastal, if the game were to be played there, if they pull the upset, a 1-point favorite at home over Troy.
Okay. This number against James Madison got as high as 15 this week.
Man.
What's the angle here? Is Coastal Carolina going to play anybody because they have that spot in the Sun Belt title game already wrapped up?
Well, I made this game 10, so I had it double digits too, but I didn't have it, touchdowns. I just think, I think they're going to play their players for sure, but I think there's just such a significant drop-off from Grayson McCall to either Jarrett Guest or Bryce Carpenter, their two backup quarterbacks. I mean, you look at McCall, this guy's got a 74-7 touchdown-to-interception career ratio, 70% career completion rate. He's got a 21-1 ratio this year. Touchdown interceptions. So they win the turnover battle when Grayson McCall is playing quarterback. The only game they played thus far without McCall, Jarrett Guest started. They beat Southern Mississippi 26-23, but Guest threw two interceptions. They lost the turnover battle. So I think there's just such a drop-off. I think the books respect Grayson McCall, and I think that's what we're seeing here.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of teams like this Friday and Saturday where if they win, they're in their conference title game. Here's one with Kansas State laying doubles against Kansas. Who do you like in that game? And if it is Kansas State, what would K-State TCU be in the Big 12 title game close to the campus of TCU?
Yeah, this game between Kansas State and Kansas being played in Manhattan. Kansas State favored by 11.5 there at Circa, and I believe by 11 in some parts of the market. Kansas State, as you said, they need the victory to reach the Big 12 championship game against TCU. Typically, in these types of situations, even though they have the motivation to win, to make that championship game, I think it's a detriment. You know, I see it as kind of an albatross, the pressure, the expectation, and those types of things. But the Cats have been so dominant in recent years against Kansas. They've beaten and covered the Jayhawks each of the last 3 years. They won those games by an average of 32 points. The closest game among the last three, 35-10 last year in Lawrence. So there's a lot of recent domination there. Kansas cracked the top 25 midseason with that 5-0 start, but they were overranked. The defense has caught up with them. Kansas has given up over 500 yards in each of their last two games against Texas Tech in Texas. Texas ran for 427 yards this past Saturday against Kansas, averaged 7.5 yards per carry. Kansas State, they can rush the football too. They're top 25 in yards per game rushing, 199 yards per game, 5 yards per carry, also top 25. Can you say Deuce Vaughn? I think Vaughn goes off big against the Jayhawks. I think Kansas State, I actually made this game north of 2 touchdowns. I think Kansas State wins by 17 or more.
Oh, there you go.
Kansas on Saturday.
And, okay. And it'd be Pick'em or TCU a small favorite?
Right, I forgot about your original question. I think I could see it about pick, but I'd make TCU minus one as we sit here today.
Think about that. Wow. God.
Well, they had him down big in the first one, and the injuries happened.
It's 28-10
yes.
In that game. And then not only the starting quarterback, but the backup quarterback got hurt, and that's the only reason why TCU covered that game. I was on K-State.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Paul Stone Sports. The name of the podcast is also the Paul Stone Sports Podcast, available wherever you listen to your podcast. Great stuff today, Paul. Thanks for the time. Good luck this week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you guys and everybody out there. Have a great Thanksgiving with family and friends.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Made the case for Notre Dame.
Uh-huh.
Missed great case for Miss State.
Oh, God.
And, well, you're lucky that Ole Miss total went over 7.5 right away, huh?
Yeah, I know. All hell breaking loose here. Absolutely. We knew they were fugazi, though, even when they were, because it was based on the schedule.
Yeah.
But this is, if this plays out, oh, man, I don't want to see it. TCU gets beat. USC gets beat. Oh, boy. I don't want to see Clemson in this damn thing.
The no goal in the first 35 minutes of this Denmark match cashed.
Yeah, I'm seeing under 1.5 minus 150 now in play.
Okay. It's nil-nil.
Yep.
Coming up in the 40th minute. Yep. Up next, we'll make the list. You can play along. How many teams can win the Super Bowl this year? Is our list too short, too long? We will tell you the teams coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
If you're a college football better, VSiN has a new podcast. It's a must listen. The VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. 3 episodes every week to get you ready as a better. Tim Murray, Matt Youmans, Adam Burke, JVT react to lines as soon as they're released. They cover midweek games, discuss line movement and breakdowns of every major game. Download and subscribe to the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll start this hour talking some college football. Ralph Russo does a great job covering college football for the AP. He's been doing it for many, many years. And a lot to talk about this morning. Ralph, thanks for the time today. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing really well.
Good,
let's
sir.
Let's begin with the latest that we have in this terrific Heisman race this year. And from our perspective now, from a betting perspective, yesterday C.J. Stroud remained the favorite, but now at some sports books well across the country, Caleb Williams is slightly ahead of C.J. Stroud. At this point now, each playing, you know, obviously monstrous games this weekend. How do you break down the race? Who would you actually give it to if the award had to be handed out today?
Yeah, that's a tricky one if you think they when the award is handed out today, because I think that's part of the reason why you see these, like, you know, from your perspective, these, I think, somewhat tentative favorites throughout the year. I think a lot of voters, it's hard to say who would get the award today because so much emphasis is placed on the final few games of the season. That's basically what ends up determining the Heisman, right? Mm-hmm. If you play your best in your biggest games, and if those biggest games come toward the end of the season, whether it's Ohio State, Michigan, whether it's conference championship games, and this week, Notre Dame, USC, essentially that, you know, Bryce Young won the Heisman last year when Alabama beat Georgia. So I think Caleb Williams is perfectly placed, perfectly positioned to win the Heisman with a big game last week against UCLA. He's got a big stage against Notre Dame. He'll have a big stage in the Pac-12 championship game. Of course, the caveat there is, you know, we often hold wins and losses against these guys. And it's going to be tough for Caleb Williams' team to win these games. You know, that USC defense is still so wonky. They could easily get caught in one of these games. And then it becomes, well, do the voters sort of hold the loss against him, even if he plays well? And if C.J. Stroud or Blake Corum, probably not Corum, it's really hard for running back these days. But listen, if he has 200 yards against Ohio State and Michigan wins, that changes that conversation as well. So I think Caleb Williams is in great position to win it. I just would wonder, will voters hold it against him if USC loses?
Great point. Do you think they're going to put a lot of stock into where USC was before this year and what has happened in year one here of Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams compared to Ohio State, where they're always great, they always have an amazing offense, and they seemingly make the playoff every single year?
Yeah, I do. I think that, like, Heisman Trophy, somebody once told me, and I sort of stole it from them, Heisman Trophy winners need a story. They need a narrative. You're not just selling statistics. And if you're Caleb Williams, and this is one of the reasons why I think that maybe he will get a little leeway if they lose one of these games. If you're Caleb Williams, you are the quarterback that turned around USC. You're the quarterback that took USC from four wins to a playoff spot, maybe, or at least playoff contention. Again, as you said, if you're C.J. Stroud, you're just the latest great Ohio State quarterback playing on a great Ohio State team. You know, and listen, I think C.J.'s also, you know, not had the benefit of playing in a lot of big games. Ohio State just hasn't been in the spotlight that much, and I think that's probably holding him back a little bit as well. So I think it's set up now for Caleb, but we'll see. Again, you know, his team's performance will play into this too. And I, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, just look at the lines. You know, I think the USC is about a 6-point favorite over Notre Dame. They would probably be a 4 or 5 point favorite against Oregon or somebody else in the Pac-12 championship game. Those are going to be hard games for them to win.
Yes, very good. What do you make of the rampant speculation here the last 2 weeks with Kiffin? And a lot of layers to this. If he takes the Auburn job, or could you wait out Saban? And could someone say, I don't want the Auburn job. No, I don't want to go against Saban. Who knows how long he's going to be there? But maybe a Kiffin or a Sweeney could, once Saban retires, gets that job. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, so I would hate to pair it with speculating when Saban will go, only because, like, I think that's a bit of a fool's errand. The guy's a robot. He's a competition freak. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that they're off a little bit this year, Alabama, but the fact of the matter is they have another number one recruiting class, or number two, you know, one or two recruiting class waiting to come in. I think the machine's still rolling there, and he's still in good enough health and good enough shape at 71, I believe, that I'm thinking another few years. So we just concentrate on Auburn. You know, I know there was a report out there, quote-unquote report out there yesterday, which Lane, you know, shot down himself on Twitter. I think that if Auburn came calling for Lane Kiffin, it would be very hard, and I would be surprised if he turned it down. I think it's as simple as Auburn is better situated to win national championships and to contend to actually take down Saban than Ole Miss. That's not a knock at Ole Miss. It's the facts. Look at the history of those two programs. Ole Miss hasn't won the SEC since like the 60s, and Auburn has won the SEC within our lifetime and beaten Saban.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, you also have the pressure of going there too. I mean, I guess you could say I'll get the enormous buyout. You have one bad season, you're out. They'll get rid of you. Know, Chizik, Gus Malzahn. I mean,
and that is the negative, right? I mean, I think if you're Lane, that's the one thing you look at and you go, well, wait a second. And any coach, I think any coach is going to look at Auburn and say, okay, this school has the chaos gene. Like, they just, it is.
Yes.
They are all over the place. Like, who's running the show here? They have a new AD, but is he really in charge? Like, there's a lot of disruption, sometimes dysfunction at Auburn. I mean, look what they did to their last coach, for goodness sakes, basically trying to start a coup and remove him in last February.
Yep.
So I think that gives pause to anybody, but I also think that, you know, $8 to $10 million and a chance to win a national championship makes a lot of coaches go, you know what, I'll sign up for that. And as you said, the buyout's good. If they all go crazy and decide to have a mutiny, the buyout's good.
The great Ralph Russo, our guest, covers college football for the Associated Press. Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, Paulie and Mitch. Let me throw a tweet you had right at you and ask you the question about, we'll see what the committee does today, but what this committee might have to do here with if there's Armageddon. You tweeted, go time, not a prediction, but one's got to go. Undefeated Georgia, undefeated Michigan, Ohio State loses a close game to Michigan, TCU loses the Big 12 title game, and Clemson's 12-1. Who's out?
Yeah, I like putting these out as opposed to having to answer them because I make them tough. But, so I would think in that scenario, I think Clemson, let me draw the lens back. I think Clemson has a better chance of getting in than a lot of people do. I'm interested to see where they are placed tonight. And my guess is they will be at the end of the queue, right? If you look at the teams that have a chance, my guess is they will be at the end of the queue, and that probably will be, sixth or seventh, I'm guessing, behind USC, certainly behind TCU. But I just wonder if in that scenario, if TCU doesn't win a conference championship and you start playing the resume game against Clemson with a conference championship in the ACC, I think that becomes a pretty close call that Clemson can win. I also would say that, Michigan's non-conference schedule was terrible. And they don't have a lot. The Big Ten has not provided a lot of big platforms for big wins. So I could also see, a Clemson-Michigan, resume test and people going, you know what? I know Michigan might be maybe a little better well-stocked, but man, Clemson has just accomplished a little more. So I think Clemson is in a better position than the general consensus is, because I think TCU's played a lot of close games and will have a tough Big 12 championship game. I think we talked about USC and their precariousness. So if you start ticking off the teams ahead of them and giving them losses, all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's a path there for Clemson.
Well, okay, under that scenario, then we have like 90 seconds left here. Is a one-loss Michigan team live if TCU and USC each lose?
I think so. I think at some point, you start looking around and going, okay, we have to have four, right? We need to, we got to find a fourth. So who is the fourth? And I still think with Michigan, especially because of that bad non-conference schedule, and if they play a really close game against Ohio State, I do think that they could be the beneficiary of chaos everywhere else.
You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Ralph D. Russo, AP. He does a great job covering the sport for the Associated Press. Ralph, thanks so much for the time today. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Clemson right now at DraftKings is +210 to make the playoff.
they'll have their hands full with North Carolina. But remember, they look terrible against Notre Dame. That's why it's so important how Michigan looks Saturday, even with a close loss. Oh, boy. Stop that. Okay. Even if it's a close loss, right? Yeah, they still get in. Because you're right. The ACC, bad. Falling apart here.
Yeah.
Injuries, bad teams. North Carolina's embarrassing loss.
Based on their history, I hate how much stock they put into conference championship winners.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts. But that's a me thing.
They could have Ralph's right. That could be a very tough call about, my God, we got to put four in. And we're running out of options here.
USC is plus 155. Yeah. Boy, I think he's right. I think USC is going to lose at some point. They're losing one of these next two games.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
You don't have to wait until after Turkey Day to score a Black Friday deal with VSiN. New VSiN Pro subscribers get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. With VSiN Pro access, you get a daily recap of the plays made by every host and guest. Tools like our betting splits let you see where the money and bets are moving every game. Deep dive daily betting reports, upcoming College Bowl guide, Super Bowl guide. It's a great place to shop for VSiN hats, shirts, mugs, and other gear at the VSiN store. Limited time Black Friday offer. So sign up now for a great holiday gift at VSiN.com/subscribe. The great Adam Chernoff joins us now. Simple Handicap Podcast. Follow him on Twitter. He is hot with the NFL plays, and he'll give out some picks in a second. Let's start with your Jets. This is a fascinating handicap, right? And people played games with the number yesterday, with the who's going to play quarterback for the Jets, and then the Fields news, where could he play? Is he out for the year? Four up to six, back down to 4.5. Could it be Mike White? Is it Trevor Siemian? This is fascinating.
Well, what a way to start a Tuesday morning with the great New York Jets. There's got to be Jets fans watching this show that lived through the 80s and the 90s and have a lot more pain and sorrow following this team than I do, starting in the mid-2000s when I was old enough to understand what was going on. But yeah, you're right, Paul. Like, this game is a mess on both sides. But I think it's potentially going to present a lot of opportunity for betting, not this morning, but later in the week. Let's start with Justin Fields. I think the best breakdown of what's really going on is from Courtney Cronin, who used to be with the Vikings. Mm-hmm. Now she's with the Bears, has a really good breakdown of everything going on.
Okay.
There's two things at play here. First and foremost, it's a non-throwing shoulder injury that, by the sounds of how the tweets and the reports are being worded, is likely going to mean Fields misses a couple of games. That's how it is being implied. The reason that we're seeing it so weird and how it's being reported is because Eberflus has openly come out and said, we want to keep this as a competitive advantage and not let the Jets know what's going to happen. And that's being reported too, so we're going to get sort of mixed messages. This is a massive loss for the Bears, I think, when Fields cannot play, because the only reason that Chicago has been competitive with having one of the worst defenses in the entire league is because of what Justin Fields has done using his legs. You remove that from the offense, this is a very, very bad football team all the way around. Now, on the other side, when we're talking about bad football teams, we have the New York Jets. I'm shocked at how Zach Wilson was willing to come out and just bury his defense on Sunday night. And my worry is that that is sort of the end, not only for him, but also the chemistry that this team had building in the first 8 to 9 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
To just come out and say, no, I'm not letting anyone down, after you are consistently ranked as one of the worst quarterbacks in the league, as you're consistently missing wide open receivers, as you're consistently turning the football over, when your defense is playing so far above expectation, to just bury everyone on the team is just a baffling move for me, as terrible of a quarterback as he is. But it could have been a season where the Jets could have said, look, we had injuries to our star running back who was carrying us along. We had Wilson miss the first four games, threw off the whole season. We had injuries to the offensive line. No, none of that now. It's all on him and how he is just willing to throw this defense under the bus. And you're seeing guys like the tweets saying how bad he is now from the defensive side. You're seeing guys go on Twitter and retweet reporters who are saying all these videos and how he's missing all these throws. It's just all bad now for the Jets. And it's unfortunate because Chicago would be a great fade, but I don't know what you can do in this spot with the Jets without knowing who's going to start at QB.
Great point about social media. Sauce Gardner had to come out and say, I liked it, but I didn't know what I was doing. I liked something on accident.
Yep.
That's a whole nut. That's a good job.
What's this contraption in my hand? Is it called an iPhone? I don't know what this unfrozen caveman lawyer.
Opened the app. I liked the tweet. It was an accident. Yeah, it was too many
Right. Okay, another one here. Boy, the Texans are a mess as well. We might see Allen. We might see Mills go to the bench. In any event, they can't stop anything. They catch Miami off the bye. What do you think of Miami laying a big number here?
Lovie Smith needs to go. You see him on the sideline. There's no life. There's no interest. He's so flat. He doesn't change. He's been stuck in cover two for 15 years. He's got to go. The Texans are lifeless at this point. There might be a QB switch, like you mentioned. Rumors that Kyle Allen will come in for Davis Mills. Does that make a difference to this team? I don't think so. Where I'm stuck here, and this is really unfortunate, the Dolphins, with how great their offense has been coming out of the bye against this Texans defense, I think could very well win this game by 3+ touchdowns. Mm-hmm. However, reason I haven't bet it is it's very tough to ignore young head coaches in their first year going back to where they came from. We saw it with Nick Sirianni going back to Indianapolis, how emotional that game was for him. He's on the bench yelling at fans after. He's getting in everybody's face. Here you have the situation where Mike McDaniel, first-time head coach in his first season, going back to San Francisco the week after this game. Now, again, it's a little bit kind of ancient in terms of handicapping and old-fashioned and out of style. For me, when I'm looking at the Dolphins laying nearly 2 touchdowns in what should be a blowout game, but you have such a massive game and situation lingering for the Dolphins and Mike McDaniel going back to San Francisco coming up immediately after this, maybe the Dolphins are up 20. You see McDaniel, who loves to run the football, get a little conservative. That's really lingering over this game, but it should be very one-sided, but just because of that, don't know if I'll get to the window with Miami.
Great tidbit. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Adam Chernoff, our guest. You can follow him on Twitter. He's at Adam Chernoff. He's also the voice of the Simple Handicap podcast. Get that wherever you listen to your podcast. You are the inventor of the Jared Goff checklist, right? On the road, good defense, check, check, check. You know, you don't want to have this guy. However, you went against yourself the last 2 weeks, and you cashed tickets with him on the road with the Detroit Lions. Now they come back home to the friendly confines of Ford Field, catching a big number, red hot against this Bills team, struggling a little bit. What do you want to do with this number?
We'll go back to normal here and oppose Jared Goff. Buffalo Bills -9 for me to start off the Thanksgiving triple header. A very different situation for Detroit. You get a terrible defense in Chicago where you're able to be very comfortable moving the football with your guys back. Last week, again, very comfortable situation against the Giants. Really bad defense, not a great offense. Lions get more guys back, get healthier. Can see why Lions getting points there makes a lot of sense. In this game specifically, a massive step up in class for the Detroit Lions going from the Giants and the Bears and the easy schedule they face to facing the Buffalo Bills. I think the Bills a little bit discounted here for two reasons. First and foremost, someone may correct me on Twitter after this. I do not believe a road team has played in a stadium within 96 hours, 2 games in 4 days. I think there was a situation a year or two ago where a team played in MetLife back-to-back weeks. I think that really discounts the home field advantage that the Lions have, considering the Bills played here on Sunday. The second thing, the Bills offense, when put indoors on a dome, on a fast track, compared to what they do outside, where they're still extremely good, I don't think that difference in how much better they are on offense indoors is fully priced into the market yet. Both those things considered, as well as the step up in class, Bills -9. I think this is a good bet to start off the Thanksgiving triple header.
Okay, just over 2 minutes left. 2 more games left. One on the Monday night you can close with. I'm with you on this one. Tampa laying 3 against Cleveland. Then your thoughts on the Monday night game. Please take it away.
For me, it's the Bucs continuing to be a team that is just a bet on team. That drive against the LA Rams, the video was out there on social. Chris Godwin, this is what turns around the season. This is where we start to come back. They get the drive. They beat the Rams. Then they get a whole bunch of guys back. Secondary is healthy. Front seven is healthy. Wide receivers are healthy. They go to Germany. They blow out Seattle. Now they have the bye where Tom Brady, in this last 4 to 5 years of his career where there's been these transition years or uncertainty. He coming out of the bye, he's been really good at getting things sorted out, working on what they needed. I think the bye comes at an excellent time. Bucks get healthier. Everything starts to get sorted out. And the Browns, from a situational perspective, next week, their team completely changes, getting Deshaun Watson back under center. Yes. You've seen them now sort of lose track of their season here. It's going to be a big stretch for them to make the playoffs. Bucks in a much better situation. I'll lay the -3 here with Tampa.
Yeah, and then quickly here, less than a minute, Steelers, you like them on Monday night?
Yep, +3. I'll bet Pittsburgh on the road at Indianapolis. I thought last week against the Eagles was the killer for this Colts team, and there's been a couple of them this season, let's not lie, but Jeff Saturday had an out. You come in, you beat all the criticism in the first game, you win against Las Vegas. Then you're leading the Eagles at home, a situation where you can come away with a big victory and you can just shut everyone up. You can be in a great spot going forward. The team has some life. That drive inside the 5, run for zero. Matt Ryan takes a sack, loses 14 yards. They settle for the field goal. I think this is it for Indy. Now that bubble sort of bursts with the changes. You get a Steelers team healthier on defense, offense, a lot of young pieces starting to get better, going on the road here against a fairly easy defensive scheme. I think the Steelers can keep it within the number and surprise on Monday Night Football.
Man, so good as always. Keep it hot, my friend. Thanks for the time. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the games on Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, buddy. Follow him on Twitter, at Adam Chernoff. And again, the podcast is called The Simple Handicap. In-pocket plays, what we are betting. Coming up next on the Good Old Program.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.